good morning, David. Before we start the next perek, which I will believe that they give you a slight introduction today to the next perek of Dam Shchite, I just want to finish off last week's shir, 2 weeks ago shir, because I realized after the Olam asked me some questions, I just want to clarify the Ashem Tole shir. This will be the final on this. On this Indian of Safak Hashem Tolle. So, at the end of the last year, we were trying to understand the sugya of analyzing Rav Shimon Shita. So again, the case of our Mishnah, just a very, very quick review. The case of our Mishnah was a case where somebody did a Vadai Chet. They just didn't know what it was. Okay? They knew it was a chatas. They knew it was a potential chatas. They didn't know which one. So whether it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur, whether it's Chel of a Noiser, they knew they did a Vadai Chet. They had a suffix, which carbon to bring. Obviously, you can't bring a carbon until you come to grips which carbon it is. So you're in limbo. So the question is, in this limbo state, do you bring an Hashem Toli? So we had a machloikis in the Mishnah. Right? The Chachamim said you don't. That was a sheet of the Chachamim. Chachamim said, Chela v'noise l'fonov, right? Or, Ishtei nidav ha'choseim e'babayas, or Shabbos v'yem ha'kippurim. In each of these cases, we had machlekes if yichayev o'potter. And Rav Shimon supported the opinion that yichayev. Okay, so now the Gemara wanted to know potentially, maybe according to Rav Shimon, you'll only be chayev an Hashem Toli in that case. Meaning once we raise the bar of Hashem Toli to a case where you know you did a chet, so maybe that's the only time you're chayev an Hashem Toli. Because there's more liability there. You know you did a chet. Right? That was the Gemara. And that's what we were trying to understand what the maskana was. The Gemara says, Om Aloy Rav Shimon, just the first wide line there on Yud Tes Amud Beis, Om Aloy Rav Shimon, Zehu Shemei V'Yashem Toli Shenemar V'Oso V'Lo Yoda V'Zeh Lo Yoda B'Ma Oso. Avol sofik ochol sofik lo yochal tseyu shal olov and maybe Hashem told him lav. Okay, so if Shimon said adarabe, this is where you definitely chayev in Hashem told him. Right, because this is what the Torah is talking about. Because the Torah says clearly, v'lo yoda v'asa v'lo yoda. The way he teaches the pasuk is the Torah says you did a chet and you don't know. How do we put those things? Two things together. So just say v'lo yoda. What's for us of v'lo yoda? So for us of v'lo yoda means you know you did a chet, you just don't know which one it was. So that's the way he's reading the pasuk of Hashem Toli. And that's why he says, Tseyu shalolov, and maybe Hashem Toli imlav. Go check. Maybe no Hashem Toli at all. Okay. My havi alo, so the Gemara brings a raya, toshma chota v'lo yada b'me chota, yisavik chota, yisavik loy chota, maybe Hashem Toli. And that's the conclusion of the Gemara. This is what we were struggling with, and maybe I didn't make it klar and maskona. The question we had was, it's very difficult to understand. The beginning of the perek, we were scrutinizing when you bring an Hashem Toli, maybe only chatiches, mishtei chatiches, right? Maybe if there's only two pieces, We're trying to understand why that should make a chilek. Either way, it's a 50-50. But the bottom line is, it always had to meet up to whatever the Torah is talking about. Mitzvahs, maybe mitzvois, maybe it has to be plural. And if it doesn't have all the criteria that's brought down in the pasuk by Hashem Toli, you're potter from an Hashem Toli completely. And over here, this seems to knock off everything. If the Torah is specifically talking about a person who did a vadai chet, that's chayiv achatas, and that's where the Torah is saying that there's an Hashem Toli, if that's in fact what's going on, so then it doesn't make sense. Then why are you chayiv an Hashem Toli by a safek chot or safek lechot? The Gemara just says, my havi alo, we have a raya from a brisa, because the brisa clearly states, safek chot or safek lechot, or chot of an yideh b'may chot, chayiv Hashem Toli. Yeah. If in fact Rav Shimon was saying good, Rav Shimon said, listen, the reason why there is an Hashem Toli here was because that's actually how to read the Pasuk. The Osa V'lo Yada, the way you have to read the Pasuk is he knew he did a chet, but he doesn't know what chet he did. So why in the world, if you learn the Pasuk that way, that's so clear. Shnei chatichas, we hold, because since it says plural mitzvahs, so unless it's a chaticha, mishnei chatichas, no Hashem Toli. Right? Here, this is clear. The Torah is only mechayev and Hashem Toli, where a person was va'osa. How could you put the two even in one room? So the Gemara just brings a raya from the Braisa. Because the Braisa says, chotav aloyadam, amay chotav isafik, chotav isafik loy chotav. Maybe Hashem Toli man shamet lei. Who is this? This has to be Rav Shimon. The katoni sofik chota sofik loy chota. Maybe Hashem Toli shmami no sviu lei the Rav Shimon sofik chota sofik loy chota. Maybe Hashem Toli. The way I see the Gemara Shaila, it wasn't a Shaila of what Rav Shimon would hold only. It was lechora there shouldn't be an Hashem Toli by a sofik chota sofik loy chota. It's a kind of starker plea. It's a starker plea. Now another question, I don't think we touched on this 2 weeks ago. Another question that's asked is that we learned that if you shecht an Hashem Toli b'chutz, you potter. And we had that on Yud Ches. If you shecht an Hashem Toli outside, you potter, because we don't know for sure if it has kedusha, because it may not be, maybe you didn't do the chet. So you're not chayef ishchut echutz. So we were schwitzing on that as well, but the chora, if you hold like this, that Hashem Toli is brought by vadai chota, sofik what chet it was, the chora, you should be chayef if you shech that Hashem Toli outside. Because that, you know, for sure, is coming on a chet. That is for sure coming on a chet because you know you did a chet. So why is there a blank p'tur by shoychet oshem toli b'chutz because it's a suffer carbon or it's born on a suffer carbon? So you're being mocked the shit out tonight. Toys and says, however you learned, clearly the reason why you're potter is because it's a suffix whether you did the chet or not. And on the tzad, you didn't do the chet, you're not being mocked the shit. And if in fact you'd find out before you shecht it, that you didn't do the chet, then it wouldn't be a korban, which we're going to learn about in the next parak. I'm saying after dam shchit. So it's a plea. Why don't we say clearly that according to Rav Shimon, who says that you bring an Hashem Toli even by vadai chata, right? You bring a korban by then you should be chayiv for shchut echutz, at least in that category, at least where you bring an Hashem Toli for a vadai chet. So here's what I think we have to say in order to understand it well. Maybe we'll come around a little differently. I explained it last week, 2 weeks ago, because I think it wasn't clear to the oilam. Every Hashem Toli, we have to look at it like this. There's a mechayev and there's a tachlis. Meaning, a korban chatas is unique from most korbanos, right? A chatas can't come b'nedova. If the bialim died, a chatas goes lamisa. right? Achata says shaloi lishma. It's possible. If you had to capsulize the uniqueness of achatas, is that achatas has a tachlis. It's not just a chiv. It has a tachlis. The tachlis is to give a kapora. That's the DNA of the kol. So you can't have a chatas. In other words, an oiler, you can have an oiler, the bialim died. Fine, oiler can come. Who's it giving a kapora to? Nobody. And even an oiler, which is supposed to fulfill an obligation, oiler sioledes, it's supposed to fulfill an obligation. You could still conceivably bring an oiler after the bialim die. In fact, that's the Gemara, Isha Shemesa, Yaviu Yorshim Oilosa. The Yorshim bring the oiler. If you hold Shibuta Deraisa, they have to bring it. They have no choice. Not a chatas. They don't bring a chatas. Why don't they bring a chatas? Because a chatas has to fulfill a tachlis. The tachlis is that it has to cause a kapora. It must cause a kapora. If it doesn't cause a kapora, then it's not. There's no. Then the chatas can't be brought. And that's why chatas shemesu baleha is lemisa azla. Why is a chatas shaloi lishma a pasuk? Of course it's a pasuk. But why is it a pasuk? What's the pshat? The pshat is because whenever you bring a karm shaloi lishma, what happens with the karm? It's kosher. It just doesn't do anything for the bialim. That's not shayach by a chatas. A chatas, the DNA of the chatas is it has to produce. The result is part of the karm itself. That's a chatas. That's how every chatas is. That's the way chatas works. And that's the reason why karm Pesach, by the way, is very similar. One of the reasons why a Pesach is shaloi lishmo is possible, the way I touched it. And again, all these things are gzeres hakosov. But the equation from a chatas and a Pesach, the way I see it, is very similar because a chatas, a Pesach is also that way. A Pesach, a bialim have a chiv to be yoytze a mitzvah of korban Pesach. In fact, it's ikroi la'achila. There's a mitzvah that you have to eat. Every Jew is chayiv to eat baser Pesach. So it's our chiv to have a conclusion from the korban. It's not the shechita alone. And that's why one man, the Omer in Pesachim, holds that a Pesach shebo betuma is nechal betuma. Rabbi Yeshua, right? That means Pesach is very similar. Also has to produce the result. The result is that you're going to be yoytze with this, your mitzvah of achila later on. And that's why if it's shaloi lishma, and it doesn't produce that result, it's possible. It's very similar in that regard. Why a Pesach shaloi lishma is possible. Very similar. Now in Oshem, you have to Oshem Toli. All our shamas work very similar to chatas. Very similar. They have a result. And the result becomes part of the korban. That's the reason why we had in the Seches Vochim, Afa Oshem, Rebbe Lezer says there in the Mishnah, just like a chatas shaloi lishmos posel, he holds an Oshem shaloi lishmos posel. For precisely the same reason. It's coming for kapor. Now we look at Oshem Toli. We have to look at it the same way. We have to look at the chiv, and we also have to look at what it has to accomplish. What is it accomplishing? What is the Oshem Toli accomplishing? So it's unquestionable that the machayiv of the Oshem Toli is the fact that you did a suffik chet. That's for sure. That is the machayiv of Oshem Toli. That's the reason why you chayiv to bring one. Right? Now, what does it accomplish? What does the Oshem Toli accomplish? Okay, so in this, there's really two mahalchim, how to look at what it accomplishes. One way to look at it is, it's very similar to a chatas. Very similar to a chatas. What does a chatas accomplish? A chatas accomplishes a kapara for the chet. Person did a, he did a, he did a, he did a, he did a chiv koras b'shegik. He has a chet. The chatas gives him a kapara. And if the chatas doesn't give him kapor, it's not a chatas. It's possible. It doesn't work. So you can look at it. Oshem Toli is the same. Oshem Toli is the fact that you put yourself into a suffik chet. You also need a kapor. That's the whole Rebbe Kiva. Right? When Rabbi Akiva came to the pasuk Yaboicha, right? Somebody wanted to eat basal chazir, and he didn't eat basal chazir, he needs a kapara because of the intention. So somebody does a suffix chet, they need a kapara for putting themselves into that matzah, in a sense, even if they never had. Let's look at it this way. Even if they never ate chalav, you could say they need a kapara. That's one way to look at it. One way to look at it is, a person did a, it's mamish like a chatas. A chatas is, if you did a vadai chorus, you're chayef, because you did it, you're chayef to bring a korban. The tachlis of the korban is to mechaper on the chet. Awesome toli is because you did a suffik korban, suffik chet. And the tachlis of the korban is to be mechaper on the suffik chet. So it's mamish mirrors the chattas. Just a different category. But it mirrors the chattas. It works the same way. Everything is working the same way. That's one way to look. The other way to look at it is no. Oshem Toli is really not that way. Oshem Toli really is like this. Yes, the Mechayev is Sofik Chet. The Mechayev is Sofik Chet. And that's why we're banging our heads against the wall at the beginning of the Perek. What type of Sofik Chet? Only Chaticha Mishtei Chatichas. Only this, only... Because it is coming for a Sofik Chet, and we could scrutinize what kind of Sofik Chet. What kind of Sofik Chet is it coming for? But what does it have to accomplish is the question. What does the Oshem Toli have to accomplish? Is the pshat it's accomplishing a kapora? Is that the tachlis of the korban? Or, no, the tachlis of the korban is nothing more than the way the Gemara uses this language in some places. You can look at it more poetic, or it could be lomdish. The Gemara says, lohogein olav. Lohogin olav, which means it doesn't really give you a kapora. It doesn't give you a kapora. What it basically does is, anybody who has a chet that they did, that the chayav achat is for, they're walking around without a kapora. So the Torah asks, Rachmona chasale, the Torah had Rachmonis on you, and the Torah gave you armor, protection. It's not mechaper anything. It's not mechaper on anything. It's no different than if you owe somebody $100,000, the guy's ready to put you into prison for not paying him. You say, here, hold on to this till I pay you. Okay, what is this accomplishing? It's not a poroin chayv. It doesn't release anything. What it does is the guy's not going after you now. You know what? I have patience. Now that I'm holding on to this, I'll sit quiet and wait till you pay me. That's a whole different musik. That's a whole different musik. That means that the Oshem Toli is not mechaper for the chet at all. There's only one kapara for the chet. Chatas. The Torah wasn't mechadash a kapara for a suffik chet. The Torah was mechadash, there's a mashkin. There's like a mashkin. The Oshem Toli is like a mashkin. You come to Beis Hamikdash, you bring a korban. It's called Oshem Toli. The Eibishter says, okay, this is going to protect you. Mekatrigim. This is protecting you. You have an Oshem Toli here. Lohogin olav minay yisurim. L'maisa, I'm not saying this on my own. I would never say such a thing. Chazal, the Gemara says such a Loshon. I'm just saying, you could read the Loshon just, they're poetic. It's a poetic Loshon. Or you could learn, that is the essence of the Kol. If that is the essence of the Kol, then it comes out like this. There'll be a very big difference between these two ways of learning. If you learn that it's a kapara for a suffik chet, so then it stands to reason that if somebody went and did a chet, vadai chota, right, vadai chota, which clearly the stakes are much higher, and for that the Torah unveiled, an oshem toli, to be mechaper, to cleanse him, right, to cleanse him, so then, it makes a lot of sense to say Usha'al, like Rav Shimon says, go ask on somebody who does a suffix, maybe he doesn't need one. He doesn't need an Oshem Toli. Why should he need Oshem Toli? Oshem Toli is mechaper for a different type of chet. It's mechaper if you did a vadai chet. This guy, the Torah was mechadish a kapora for a vadai chet. The Torah wasn't mechadash a kapara for a suffix. Exactly what we would have said if the Torah would have never brought an Ashram Tov, never unveiled such a parasha of Ashram Tov, and a guy comes to Rav and he says, I did a Vaday Chet, I don't know what I did. Even without the parasha of the Ashram Tov, the Rav would tell him, listen, sit down and think about it, because you need a kapor. You need a kapor. You did a, think about it till you figure it out, right? If a guy comes to Rav, he says, I have a suffix with I did a chet. The Rav may tell him, forget about it. You don't have a chi of kapor. They're totally different animals. But that's only if we look at Ashram Toli as a mechaper. But if we look at it really, there's only one kapor. Kapor is called chatas. Kapor is called chatas. The only thing is, anybody who's high of a chatas, potentially, the Torah gave him a mashkin that he could give to protect him till he brings the chatas. So then really, there wouldn't be a difference if a guy did a vadai chatas or a suffik chatas, because either way, this korban is not accomplishing a kapora. This korban is nothing more than if you have a debt to Shemayim, so the Torah gave you a protection, lahogan al bnei yisurim. You could give a mashkin. You're giving a mashkin, lahogan al bnei yisurim. It wouldn't make a difference, mitzad, what the korban is accomplishing, if it's a vadai. Either way, you're not addressing the chatas. The chatas you can only bring, and you only bepoil chayiv to bring when you find out what you did, if or what you did. The only thing the Torah gave here was, you know what? Any person who has a potential chatas riding on their head is in danger. So the Torah gave you a potential to protect yourself from that danger. What's the potential? What's the protection? Ashram Tov. Then it accomplishes the same thing by a sofik chet and by a vadai chet, because it's never addressing the chet. It's never releasing you from the chet. That was the shayla of Rav Shimon, saying the shayla of, go ask. The chakira is, what is the Ashram Tov accomplishing? If the Ashram Tov is coming for a kaporo, and the Torah unveiled it by a vadai chatas, say, okay, it's there for a kaporo for vadai chatas. By a sofik chet, no kaporo. But if it's coming as a protection for a potential chatas, that you shouldn't be nenash, then the svara is nice, and it's accomplishing the same thing by a vadai and by a sofik. So then the va'osa and the v'loyoda could be read together, because it's saying the same thing. It's saying whether you were a osa or whether you were a loyoda, you have this option to bring an Ashram Tov to protect you until you bring mechatas. It's not being mechaper. Lohogin. Lohogin mana yisurim. That's all it's doing. And that also explains why we'll see later on the kasha, why taka is there two kaporas for one? Once you brought Ashram Tov, why don't we say mechaper? Why is there a chatas again? When you find out you did a chat, the Torah says, the Ashram Tov b'chlal didn't come for that. Because later we're going to find, the Gemara says a svara, Loi motzinu shtei kaporis al chet achat. We don't find two kaporis on one chet. Once you cleansed it, it's clean. Yeah, but that's not Ashram Tov. Because Ashram Tov is only coming. So all we were looking for in the Braisa was an understanding of how Ashram Tov works. Once we come out that that's the lumbus of Ashram Tov, it doesn't make a difference if... Now we understand also why there's no chiv for shchut echutz, because the Ashram Tov is never considered a machaper, a korban of kapora. It's always only this same type of korban. Whether you did a vadai chet or a sofik chet, it's always doing the same thing. It's not that by a vadai chet it becomes like a chatas. It's a new kind of chatas. No, it's always working the same way. It's always a mashkin. The Ashram Tov is always a mashkin. And it's always working as a mashkin. And there's no, even according to Rav Shimon, it's working in the same way. It's a mashkin. That's all it is. Okay, I hope it's more clear. It's clearer now. No, this is what you have to understand. Okay, you see, it's good. Yankov asked this question because there's one major piece here that I think I missed. What? Yeah, Yankov is asking like this. He's saying, just like we're saying, it's a svara pshuta, that if the Oshem Toli is mechaper on the chet, and the Torah was only mechadish that by a vadai, so everybody would understand that clearly that by a suffix, you wouldn't bring it. Mechtes, you should bring it. Which is what our original question was. So Yankov is asking, so good name, now we're learning that an Oshem Toli is not a mechaper. It's a hagon, it's like a mashkin. But you could still, okay, so we understand, it's better, it's easier to understand. But Yankov saying you could still say, well, maybe you only need a hagonah, maybe you only have to worry about a hagonah if you have a chatas, maybe if you have a self a chatas, maybe then you don't need a hagonah. Just want to add one knesh. I mean, I think it's a svara that you need that once it's lahagin, but I want to add a knesh to that, just to make it better in pshat. It really depends, see, really what it depends is like this. When a person does a suffix chet, right? When a person does any chet, of course, right? L'chaira, they should need hagona. The Torah says that you only need a hagona if the Torah obligates you to do something about that chet. Then you need a hagona. The Torah doesn't obligate you to do anything for the chet. You don't need a hagona. You could do tshuva. It's enough, right? Now, question is, by a chatas, how do we look at it? Do we look at it? So really, no, it's really this first, you take a step back. Really, you should always need a hagon. Somebody did a chet, whether they did a vadai chet or a sofik chet, they need a hagon. On the tzad that they did a chet, they need a hagon. But the teretz is, you only need a hagon where you're indebted. In other words, I do tshuva. But you need hagona, right? You need to be protected until you bring the obligation that you have. So if you chayav a regular chatas, let's say, you could do tshuva from today till tomorrow. If you didn't bring the korban, you're not protected. Now, what happens if I'm not yet chayav a chatas? Right? Do I need hagona? There is the Torah put a condition. Chatas is only, chatas is only. So I'm not yet chayav a chatas. But I did a chet that potentially there will be a requirement. But right now the requirement has not been met yet. But it's not because there hasn't been enough sin yet. There hasn't been enough chet yet. It's just that the requirement of bringing is not here yet. At that point, in other words, it's very clear. If I do a chet with a Torah, doesn't obligate me to do anything about it, I don't need protection. I need al chet. That's all I need. If I do a chet and the Torah has no requirement of a korban, all I have to do is clap al chet and I'm protected. That's clear. That's no machlekes. If I do a chet that I'm chayav a korban, clearly until I bring the korban, I'm in doomsday. I got to bring the korban, otherwise I'm not protected. That's also clear. Now, what happens, I did a chet, right, which the Torah requires for that chet, a korban, but there are certain conditions that are required to bring the korban. And I didn't, those conditions have not been met, but those conditions are not part of the chet. Those conditions are just, you know, practical, that they're required in order to bring the korban. Is that, do you need hagona? Do you need, you know what I'm saying? Do you need protection? So in a sense, you could look at it like, on one hand, you could look at it, no. It's no different than if I did a chet, that's not chayav a korban. I do al chet, and I'm protected. Right? So you could say, well, the same thing over here. I did a chet. I clapped al chet. I'm fine. I'm not chayav a korban yet. That's one way to look at it. The other way goes, no. When do we say, if you're not chayav a korban, you don't need protection? That's if something's lacking in the mechayav, in the chet. Means I didn't do an Avera that requires a Korban. But if I did an Avera that requires a Korban, I just didn't meet certain criteria that are required in order to bring the Korban. Those requirements don't make me not need protection. Because as far as the Chet is concerned, the Chet was severe enough to need a Korban. It's just that the Korban has conditions. Let's say the Korban can only be... I'll give you a mashal. Let's say Korbanos are only brought on Thursday. Chatas can only be brought on Thursday. A guy did a Chet on Sunday. And he knows he did it. And no svekas. He did a Chet on Sunday. He knows he did a Chet on Sunday. Now, does he have to be worried about himself from Sunday to Thursday? You know what the answer is? Absolutely. Why? Because he doesn't have a protection. His kapar is incomplete till he has a comb. He doesn't have a comb till Thursday. That's all. See, he's now in limbo. He's in limbo. Now, when the Torah says one of the requirements of a chatas is you have to know the chet, or which chet, you have to know. Now, until that point that you know, is there something lacking in the severity of what you did? No. Whatever you did is severe enough, they need a korban. The only thing is, you lack the requirements that are needed, the practical requirements, to be able to bring the korban. So how do we look at you during that window? Do we say, well, since you didn't yet meet the criteria of having to bring the korban, you're okay, you're protected. Don't worry about it. You clapped al chet. You didn't yet meet the requirement of what's needed in order to bring the korban. You're protected. That's one way. The other way to look at it is no. We look at the chet only. And if the chet is a chet that's severe enough, that requires a chatas, even though you have your own issue why you can't bring it yet, you still have to be mafachet. You still have to worry because you did something that requires a korban. Right, you just don't have a way to bring it yet because you need to know more, or you need to wait for the right day, or you need. I hold that's precisely what Hashem Toli is mechadish. Hashem Toli is mechadish that even somebody who has not yet met the requirements of bringing the chatas, it doesn't matter. A chet, which on its own is severe enough to require a chatas, even though you don't have the practical halachic basis yet to bring it, you still have to worry. Otherwise, the Torah wouldn't need to unveil an Hashem Toli. The Torah should have told this guy who had a Suffolk Chelov, Suffolk Shuman, klap al chet, and go to sit on your recliner. Don't worry. Sit on your recliner. You did tshuva. The Torah said, no, one second. The Torah said, you're in bad shape here. Because you did a chet that potentially is mechayev a chatas. And that's why, if you remember, we had a Rashi earlier, where Rashi said that maybe you're only chayev an Hashem Toli in a way where you'll one day be able to bring a chatas. Remember we had that Rashi? We were trying to figure out that Rashi at the beginning of the parak. So Hashem Toli is mechadish that even somebody who's not yet obligated to bring the korban because he hasn't met certain requirements that are needed to bring the korban, but if he's past the chet, which the korban is being brought for, he's in doomsday. And that's why the Torah was mechadish Hashem Toli. If that's the case, there's no difference if it was vaday chota or sofik chota. The bottom line is the guy needs protection. We don't need to, the sofik protection is also, protection is for a sofik. The whole idea of protection is maybe something could happen to you, right? What is protection? Protection means you did a chet. You did tshuva. The korban is the only thing that's going to clean your slate. Right? So now something could happen. Something could happen to you. I'm saying something will happen to you. Something could happen to you. Right? That's why you bring the Hashem Toli. So now, once we know that somebody who does a chet that requires a korban, even though he can't bring it because of his lack of knowledge or identification of which chet he did, he still needs protection. There's no difference between vadech and sofik chet. You follow? It's all the same thing. It's protecting him. The shaila is, why do I need protection? Zok to Rav Shimon, the fact that we see that the Torah unveiled Oshem Toli, which is a guy who's post-chet, right? He's post-chet, but he's still pre-chatas, because there are certain requirements that have not been met. He still needs protection. No, so who are they? What's the chilek if a guy did a vaday chet, doesn't know what chet he did? He wants to protect himself of a potential oynish. So the guy did a suffix chel of suffix shuman. He has a potential oynish riding on his shoulders. He wants to bring a kum oshem toli to hold off the potential punishment. That's all. So maybe this is a 50-50, and maybe this is a 60-40, and maybe it's, who knows what the lines are in Shemayim. That doesn't make a difference. The question is, does this person need protection? The answer is yes. It's one answer. It's one word answer. Yes. A person who does a chet, and they have not yet met the requirements to bring a korban, but there's a potential korban at the end, they need protection. And in mail, it doesn't make a difference. So now basically you're telling Shemayim, here, hold this until we take care of whatever we got to take care of. That's the Oshem Toli. Zok Rav Shimon, doesn't make a difference if you were Vada Echot, you don't know what chet you did. Or you're a Safik Chot, you don't know what chet you did. Either way, you need protection for what occurred because of potential oynish that can come to you before you find out, before you bring a chet. And that's the main chiddush of Hashem Toli. The main chiddush of Hashem Toli is that a person who has not yet fulfilled the requirements of a korban, his tshuva is still toilet. See, that's the main point. The main point is we have a Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah tells us that if you do tshuva, you clean your slate, unless you're high of a korban. Then the korban holds back. The chiddush of Hashem Toli is that when you do tshuva on a chet, which potentially is machayev you a chatas, your slate is still not clean. That's the chiddush. The other side of the argument would be, no, till you fulfill the requirements needed to practically bring the korban, your slate is clean. You're not called chayev chatois. You're not called chayev chatois. Because practically you can't bring the chatas. If you practically can't bring the chatas, you're not called a chayv chatas. That's really, that's what it boils down to is, what is called chayv chatois? The Mishnah tells us that chayv chatois don't get a kapora till the chatas is brought. What is called chayv chatois? Is chayv chatois means you did a chet that potentially needs a kapora? Or does chayv chatois mean you did a chet and you became practically obligated to bring the kol? The chiddush of Hashem Toli is that if you did a chet, which potentially is mechayev you a chatas, you're already called chayev chatois, and you don't get a complete, your tshuva doesn't fully work. Even though you cannot yet practically do anything about it. And that's why the Torah unveiled mashkin. There is something you could do about it. Bring a mashkin. And the mashkin will temporarily hold any oynish from you for the fact that your slate is unclean. Why is my slate unclean? Because I did a chet which potentially requires this added nekuda. That's really what it is. Wow. Who knows how late it was. Okay, I guess we won't start Tam Shechita today. Let me at least give the Eilim Samar Makayim. I'm sorry, you have a question? He's in danger.
He theoretically can bring the Toli also. He needs Haggadah also. He also needs protection.
He won't be able to bring one because there's conditions to Hashem Toli which would refrain him from being able to bring it.
But theoretically, he's in the same.
He's exactly in the same. The Hashem Toli is here for somebody who's in limbo. He did tshuva, but he's Toli. So really, that's what I'm saying. He's an Inus, but he's... Yeah, my friends... This is what you're missing. You're an oinus, but the oinus doesn't protect you. The oinus doesn't protect you. You're not going to be punished. Exactly. Exactly. No. That itself is the guts of this whole issue. The guts of this whole issue is, why does somebody who's chayiv a korban not have complete tshuva till the korban is brought? That is the guts of the whole world. And if you don't get that, you miss the whole thing. We're holding by nine, we're holding an hour ago. Is the reason why when you klap al chay for a chatas, and you don't have a kapara gemur until you bring the chatas, is it because Hashem says, well, you still didn't do what I told you to do. You know what? Shame on you. The fact that you didn't bring your chatas, we're penalizing you for not bringing the chatas. Then you'd be 100% right. Rabbi Shalom, you can't penalize me. You put requirements for the chatas. I haven't met them. I can't bring it. You can't penalize me. That's what you're all shrine. What you're missing is that's cool for what's not the pshat. The pshat is there are certain averes that because of their severity, the only way to get a kapara is tshuva plus kom. Because it's chayvei krisus, the only way to cleanse your slate is a kom. And if you can't bring a kom, so you know what? You can't cleanse your slate. You're stuck. It's not a penalty for not bringing the kol. It's a penalty for the chet. The original chet that you did. But that original chet that you did, clapping al-chet, doesn't do it. It doesn't do it. In the melee, you can say, well, I'm an onus. I couldn't bring the chatas. Okay, I understand. But you weren't an onus in eating chelet. And you weren't an onus in eating sofik chelet. And for that, you need Hagonah. Zok the Torah, you can bring an Oshem Toli. The Oshem Toli will protect you. From that chet, the Oshem Toli will protect you. That's the idea. Now we got it? Okay, I think it's much clearer than it was Kedai to review. Okay. We're going to start Dam Shechita. I'm going to give you the Ma'amar Chemes right now. Because there's quite a bit to learn. We're going to be doing the whole sugya now. It's a lot of just drashas. But it would be very helpful if you go through that whole blot. The whole blot of Chaf Aleph till Chaf Beis would be very helpful. You know, if you have time this week to go through it. And I just want to give you a couple of Rambams to look up. Here, Rambam Hilchus, first of all, Machos Asuris, on the din of this Mishnah. That's Perek Vov Machos Asuris Halacha Gimel. Okay, that's number one. Also like you to look up, there's several Rambams in Tumas Meis. I'll give you the one that I feel is most important. Yeah, I would say, you know, instead of going through the whole Rambam there with the Magid Mishnah, if you can go through the Sugyan B'choyres, Davov Amid Beis, where the Gemara talks about, right towards the bottom of the daf, the Gemara talks about cholov being osur because it's coming from blood, because the blood of dam nekar v'nasa cholov. So that Gemara is very helpful to be magdir, the Yisra of dam. So just the Rambam in Machos Asuris and the Gemara in Bechoris daf vov amid beis in the middle of the daf, towards the bottom of the daf. Yeah, I was just giving like a lamashal. Right. I was saying, let's say.
Can't bring chatas till Thursday. So what is
No, but that's my whole point. The protection that you need is not because you didn't bring the chatas, so we're going to penalize you for not bringing the chatas.
Right.
It's because you.